Well, before we talk about your presentation, I just want to hear from both of you. How did you get interested in sports analytics? We'll start.
Well, I was approached by Mr. McNulty in my freshman year of high school with an idea for a new type of club. And since I'm all for innovation and technology, I jumped on the opportunity and seized the moment. And we just grew from there, working on smaller projects and eventually making it to bigger ones, such as the Martha's Vineyard Sharks project and the LA Aviators, which we're currently working on.
And for you, was analytics something you already had an interest in, just on your own?
Analytics was nothing that I ever really thought about. It wasn't really anything that I knew much about. Mm-hmm. I've always heard about things like Moneyball and so on, and I've been interested, but I haven't really had an opportunity until Mr. McNulty approached me, and I was very eager to jump on it.
How about you, Tyler? How did you get interested in analytics?
Well, in addition to Umar, I was also a student of Mr. McNulty originally, and he brought me along with the club as like one of the, I guess you could say, founding members, you could say. But like, I really, really liked the idea of analytics because I like sports myself. I love baseball. Baseball's my favorite sport. And I jumped on the opportunity because I know Mr. McNulty can provide opportunities that no other teacher here can provide. I know that because he's provided me with opportunities that I know I couldn't have gotten if I went to any other school but William Penn.
The club itself, you said, is relatively new. Tell us a little bit about some of the things you work on in the Sports Analytics Club on a regular basis.
We started small in the club. Originally, we just started from analyzing current events in sports, like how regular player performance in the major leagues at the time, new football data. It really varied, but eventually we made to bigger things. But we started small and gradually worked up to more harder things, you could say.
I was fascinated by the possibilities, and that's what I've worked for the past 2 years, because our first project was with the Blue Rocks, and which is a local baseball team here in Wilmington, Delaware. And I knew at the time that it was a good opportunity, but I always wanted to grow, and I wanted to create something bigger. I wanted to create a legacy that we can leave at William Penn.
Let's talk about this specific project. What is it? What did you study in this particular project?
We studied the quality plate appearances in a major in a baseball setting, an offensive category, and quality plate appearances basically how well a batter worked a pitcher in a certain at bat. So that could range from many things. That could range from a walk, that could range from a run being scored, a hard hit ball, just getting on base in general. There are many different ways a quality plate appearance is categorized, but we basically studied how well a certain team was in a certain statistic, and quality playing periods was that statistic.
And was the idea to study that first and then you connected with a team, or did you have an opportunity to connect with a team and then decide that was the statistic you were going to look at?
We started off looking at these statistics and then we applied that towards our team and in the game, and we got very good results. We got a lot of new types of data that we haven't looked at before, and we were able to make some conclusions that we haven't been able to make before. And in the end, we got a very good season. We did not go all the way, but we won the regular season title.
And I guess tell me a little bit about how you wound up connecting with, which team was it again?
The Martha's Vineyard Sharks. They're a collegiate baseball team in Martha's Vineyard.
And how did you wind up getting connected with them and using them as the team you were studying?
Mr. McNulty reached out to them, and they welcomed us with open arms.
So walk us through a little bit of the process of what you did with the team.
Basically what we did was, through our group members that we had going into the project, we basically cut the workload between every single group member. What we did was we basically said, this group member is going to work on tracking actual game data sent by the team through email, and then while another person would be working side by side with Mr. McNulty on basically analyzing the data collected from the game. And that was basically how we organized the data, how we could visualize the data in a very simple manner.
And talk to us a little bit about the actual process, the amount of hours you had to work on this. Give us a sense of what it was like from start to finish to collect all this data and then work with it and get to the final conclusions you came to.
Well, we worked over 50 hours in the summer. We looked at more than 1,400 plate appearances, and we looked at a lot of data. And I specifically worked with a lot of the PowerPoints and spreadsheets with all the offensive data and player by player, and I had to break it down with the help of Mr. McNulty, looking at different graphs, looking at different averages, and trying to find new types of analytic data that we can provide to the team, which will be beneficial in some sort of way.
I guess the big question then becomes, what did you find? What did you learn from analyzing all this data, and what was the feedback you were giving the team that you felt helped them?
Through the data, we basically understood who were the stronger hitters on the team, who were the weaker hitters on the team. Going in, we had no clue of how good each player was. Basically, we had just a basic research day on every single player in the league, in the whole league, but also on the team. On the team, but through the season, we would gradually understand like who is better than one player, and through that, we would basically make a generalization of who would be best in a certain situation. So we would basically, organize the starting lineup in that way. Stronger hitters would be in more prevalent areas to score runs, while weaker hitters would probably not play at all that current day.
And for you, I mean, were there any things that you found surprising going through the process in terms of what you were able to learn and glean from all this data?
I was surprised by how many talented players we had. For example, Ryan Kelly, Brian Campbell, and Cam Disarena, these are some of our best hitters and very, very talented players who've really carried their weight in the team and led us to the season that we have. And I was amazed by it because it was something that I didn't really think would happen when I was going into making this project, working with Tyler and Mr. McNulty side by side.
For you, I mean, you said you were a baseball fan, yeah. Tyler. Does analytics change the way you watch games?
This completely changed the way I looked on baseball. I mean, watching games in general, really, it makes you feel smarter as a baseball fan, and it just makes you feel like you have an inside edge on the actual game. You understand the game more. You feel like you're more into the game than an average fan, but it doesn't really take away from it.
There are plenty of old school baseball fans and scouts and the like who look at analytics and say, well, you know, you still need to just watch the player and figure out the intangibles. What do you say to people like that who maybe don't buy into analytics as much as yourselves and others who in baseball have started to put more weight on them?
I agree with that to a certain degree. I feel like you can learn a lot from watching a player. You can learn a lot about how talented they are, what is their method for playing, how they think. But using analytics helps you break all that down even further and helps you predict the future more. Watching a player, you can't really predict what they're going to do next or how they're thinking or where they're going to hit this ball. With analytics, you can predict that.
For you, do you feel that maybe there are some who are just a little bit too resistant to using the numbers in concert with the old eye test?
Yeah, but I would say, like, again, with Umar, it really does change the way you do watch baseball. Going back to the last question, I mean, you do learn a lot. I mean, going in, I learned absolutely nothing about the players. And through more research and through analyzing data provided by them on the field, I mean, I've grown to know these players and their morale and just everything really about their game.
So do you guys look at this as something that you may pursue in the future as a career possibility in college and beyond?
That's not something that I've thought about too much. I'm a young entrepreneur. I'm very, very interested in business, but this is a possibility. This is something that I do like and enjoy, and I am willing to pursue it beyond high school. And I haven't given it much thought yet, but I do look forward to it. It's not something that I can talk on yet.
Tyler, you seem pretty anxious about answering this question.
Going in, I knew, like, this could be a potential career path. But the whole idea of this was having fun. Mr. McNulty's provided me an opportunity that I really can't pass up because he's taught me things about the real world and just getting ready for the future. I don't have to take the idea of analytics and really make it a hobby. I can really put it on my own career idea, which is in information technology, since I study it here at William Penn. But, I mean, going in, it wasn't really originally something I would pursue, but now it is.
I was going to say, a lot of times you hear students say, I don't understand why I'm learning this in math. I don't see how it's going to apply to me in the quote-unquote real world. Do you feel like you guys are kind of the answer to that question, that you're showing how you could take these concepts and apply them to a real-world situation?
I've actually said that in math class on certain occasions, because not everything we learn in math class will be applied to real life, and my teachers have agreed to this. But you can apply anything to any part of the world if you want to. Everything relates to something somehow. It just is depending on how you perceive it.
Same exact idea as Umar. Like, we've all been there. We've all thought, like, this will never help me in the future. But really, analytics is just a prime example of how you could actually implement it into a real business setting. I mean, I've learned how analytics can literally change the way a baseball team can play, how players can interact between each other, how they can learn.
Finally, I mean, how excited are you guys to have a chance to go down to South Carolina and show your work off to a group of people who are obviously, you know, really invested in this type of work?
Words can't describe how excited I am, actually, because I've worked a very, very long time in silence. I haven't told anybody about all these successes that we've had, and I just like to keep it a secret. And now I can really open up and show all my friends and family and relatives about how far we've come.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I mean, we've always been talking about doing potential outside things besides just working with teams at school and over the summer. But this is just a reminder that everything we do is worth it in the end, and everything that you basically work on will have a payoff. This is, like, again, with Umar, what Umar said, keeping it a secret. I've actually been doing that too, but our success really can't be described in words, because we've been learning stuff that we can carry out of high school to the real world and through our careers and lives.